When was the last time you refreshed your bedding? Sleep cooler with Avocado's naturally breathable, certified organic sheets. Choose from GOTS-certified organic cotton, linen, or hemp, all made-safe certified to the highest standards of non-toxic safety, delivering the ultimate in luxury, sustainability, and style, and a deeper, more restorative sleep. Join Avocado's mission to be one of the world's most sustainable brands at avocadomattress.com.
When you got... You had the ATMs, mm-hmm. You got merchant automation. It feels like these are fintech companies in a sense, right? So when I think fintech, I think valuation.
Yeah.
And I think if we umbrella, it becomes a holding company for a larger vision where it's now, this is a fintech company who can now come and at one point maybe package this up and sell it. Is that on the vision board? And then back to that part where you're saying the vision, it's like, all right, I got 4,000 people that trust me. I teach them the skill. Is there a percentage inside there that now is a kickback because you're giving them locations?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. That's good, man. You know what you're doing.
Okay.
But, but yes, it comes. Here's the thing. Somebody who doesn't have the experience in business, when you first start off, let's be honest, a lot of people are greedy. They're going to be like, I want it all myself. And I was like that too. Back in my nightclub promotion days, which is why it didn't last, right? So at the end of the day, when it comes down to, I'd rather partner up with somebody who knows what they're doing and give them a percentage. The reason why, because I know they're gonna do good business by me because it also affects their business. So that's exactly what we do. We essentially will start them up, okay? Where we set them up with everything. Whether they're a proactive entrepreneur, or whether you're more of a passive investor, okay? It just really depends on time. How much time do you have to invest into starting this business? And I have the same conversation with the driver, but it goes into, if you have, let's say, roughly 4 to 5 hours a week, and you're willing to go ahead and sit through what we call weekly clinics with my partners, where we'll actually teach you hands-on, man, how to go ahead and sell this, because I feel that everybody in this country knows at least 10 businesses that they could approach and ask a very simple question. Do you pay credit card processing fees? And less than 5% of businesses in the United States right now are using cash discount program. So probably gonna be a high percentage that person's gonna say yes, okay? So in business, we call this big blue ocean. There's a massive opportunity for a lot of people. And people are not catching this on yet because everybody that does merchant services, guess what? They're baby boomers. They're people that have been in the game for so long, dude, that they haven't integrated digital marketing. So now that I've met guys that have been in the game for 20 years, and I'm basically the face, I am their partners, and I'm more into using marketing, I'm now exposing this technique because I see it as an opportunity to team up with entrepreneurs and even 9-to-5ers that are looking to invest into something sustainable, but then also willing to get mentored by us, okay? Because it's a partnership. Mm-hmm. And if we're able to get hundreds of people in every single state, oh, dude, yeah, valuation is going to go up. Sounds like fintech. But I'm gonna be very honest with you guys. I'm never going to retire. I know a lot of people are like, bullshit. Like, no, you're going to retire. No, I'm never going to retire. It's just in me, dude. I've always been a worker. Like with me, it's just working smarter, not harder, you know? I have back injuries from law enforcement, dude. Like it's just, it wore me down, bro. Just 7 years in that city, it was crazy. But now I work smarter. So what I'm trying to build is, I'm in the next stage of my life, man. I just got married, dude. So now I'm looking to making some kids. I want like 3-4 kids with my wife. Even my wife, she's like, babe, I wanna launch like a consulting program for women that need help finding like their true love of their life. And I'm like, hell yeah, let's do it. You know, I have the resources. Like I know what to do. Like it's in my head. Let's rock. And that's what I'm really trying to do, man. I'm really trying to build things that I'm passionate about. And this is one of them. Merchant automation is one of them. Mm-hmm. Because it's already changed the lives of dozens of my mentees, dude. Like I have so many stories. If you guys go either on my website or on my Instagram, that's what I promote the most. I don't even promote what I have. I could care what I have. It's more about them. It's about the transformation of what we're doing for people. So to give you a great example, I did another podcast with another podcaster, and I have brought one of my mentees, who dramatically changed his life, dude. Within 7 months, this guy went from owning a construction company, okay, in Colorado. And he has a wife, he has two kids. And he gave his first chance with us because of our social proof, our results. And he talked to one of our prior clients and he went all in, dude. And he went all in. And within 7 months, he was able to scale to 40 accounts. And I asked him, I interviewed him in front of my audience. And I was like, hey man, how was it possible that you went to 40 accounts without having like a massive team like me? And he goes and he says, the product sells itself. It truly does. Because you think about it, what are the cons behind it? The objections that we've gotten is, well, what if my clients don't want to pay their own convenience fee to use their credit card, right? But when you think about it, that only gets into effect if they're doing high ticket. Let's say you're buying a nice watch. Watch is like $90,000. Now you got to pay 4% of that. More than likely, that's not going to be your ideal client. You want to go for actual customers like businesses that people use every day. Breakfast cafe shops, coffee shops, food trucks, convenience stores, bodegas, auto repair shops, things that have high volume of transactions. Those are the best businesses to deploy this exact strategy because they're paying a very small percentage and the volume, you got to think about it like this, you're getting paid per swipe. So the more volume it has, the better it is for your business because it's not going to affect the actual client buying the service or the product. And that's what I always tell people. I mean, right now we have over 1,000 accounts that we've signed up under our umbrella in the past year and it works. We don't get no kickback as far as just like, hey, I don't want your machine. I don't want your service here. No, people love it because it's saving the business owners tens to hundreds of thousands of dollars. And the people that we're helping get into this business, it's making them a lot of residuals where they're able to quit their 9-to-5 and they're also able to focus on this growing residual income that's going to last them a lifetime, man. It's a beautiful thing.
How large scale can you grow these accounts? Obviously, bodegas, grocery stores, that makes sense. Are you looking at sporting venues, large accounts like that, arenas where you're talking about 20,000 people coming in? You're talking about 100,000 people. If you're at a college Saturday, you know, you go to your arena, you're talking about 110,000 in your Ohio State. Can it grow that large scale?
It can. It can. That's the future.
Okay.
That's the future, man. We literally just started a little bit over a year. And within 60 days, I did it as a one-man startup. And we were already $1 million company within 60 days. Cash collected, dude. Like, it was amazing. But the reason why is because we started with that push behind the current clientele that we had. They believed in us. They believed in my vision when I, you know, presented it to them. And I was just like, hey guys, you know, this is the vision I have for this new company. This is the great opportunity that I believe that I'm investing in for my family. So it's like, think about it. If you were able to invest into Uber in the very beginning, the humble beginnings of Uber or Amazon, this could go that big. It really can. With the right management, with the right belief and the right culture of employees that we do have, I truly believe that. Just because I'm leading it. And that's why I've been able to go ahead and hire CEOs for the rest of my businesses because I want to go all in on this one because of that belief, right? But to go into what you were just saying is I think that's the future, but not now. The reason why I want to focus on helping hundreds of thousands of entrepreneurs first accomplish true financial freedom through this. And then we can focus. I'm pretty sure throughout those hundreds of thousands of mentees or agents that we do get, there's probably going to be a handful of people that are already going to have the connections because I'm a true believer in our network, right? Your network can truly change your net worth. Mm. So what's going to end up happening is we're probably going to get one or two people that have such a humongous network that they're going to be like, dude, I can present this to my people and I could get all these accounts for myself. And that's what's happening already. We're getting a few people like top affiliate companies that work with like Russell Brunson, for example, that they're like, hey dude, we have over 200 basically foot soldiers all over the East Coast that can go ahead and present this to accounts. He's like, how can we set it up with your business where essentially we could do a partnership, you do the training, you do the deployment of the terminals, you find the location and you just direct our 200 affiliates and I'll pay them, you know, whatever I get from my residuals. And I was like, yeah, dude, let's do it. So that's something that we're working on for later on this year. But do you see like the the opportunity is huge, man. I'm sure you guys have a huge network, you know, huge network that you're probably thinking right now. You're like, bro, like I know so many restaurant owners so that can use this because it's going to save them a ton of money. And then on the back end, it's going to make you guys a lot of money on residuals.
If you're looking for legit ways to make extra money, you've got to check out The Side Hustle Show. With hundreds of actionable episodes to choose from, you'll learn what's working now from real people making real money. Like the Utah mom who built a six-figure business playing video games, or the guy earning $3,000 a month renting out mobility scooters. Online or offline, from Amazon to your own hometown, from YouTube to vending machines, The Side Hustle Show has you and your wallet covered. Subscribe to The Side Hustle Show wherever you're listening to this podcast and increase your earning power today.